On hearing cicadas, most Czechs recall Croatia. Last summer, around 1 million Czechs traveled there to enjoy summer vacation. In other words, 1/10 of all citizens of the Czech Republic, including newborns and the elderly, crossed the Croatian border during the high tourist season. I asked Goran, who has worked in tourism here on Rab Island in Croatia for 15 years, which nationality of tourists he considers the most numerous, in Goran's words, the most populated.
Well, here on Island Rab, the most populated people are now, I think Czechs, Slovenian people, German people, yes, but not so many like the other years, and maybe Italian people, and I think that's it.
If someone in the Czech Republic says that he goes to the seaside in summer and he doesn't specify it any farther, it is generally understood he means the Croatian seaside. The reasons for such high popularity of Croatia among Czechs are manifold. Eva is from Prague and has come here for a 2-week trip with a special physical exercise program.
I have 2 friends. They took me with them. It was the first reason. Other was the nature near to us, the mentality, and also, of course, price is also sympathetic.
Karolina studies Croatian linguistics, culture and history at Charles University in Prague, and she currently works as a delegate for one travel agency on Rab Island.
There are many types of beach. You can have a sand beach, and a few meters far there is a stone beach. And the sea is the purest in Europe, if not in a whole world. And so that's the other reason the Czech people can appreciate as much. But there is another important thing, and it's a Czech tradition of coming to Croatia for holidays, which is, which has the roots in 20s or 30s, in the last century. So the Czechs, in reality, were the first tourists in this area.
A typical Czech child might not have seen the pond system in South Bohemia, which is a unique natural monument, but he or she has very much likely based in the Adriatic Sea in Croatia. Karolina has been coming to Croatia for about 23 years. Moreover, her mother, like her, was a tour guide specialized in Croatia, and her grandfather even opened a travel agency focused on that country in 1990 after the Velvet Revolution. So although Karolina has no Croatian genes, she considers Croatia her second homeland.
There is one similar thing for us. We are all Slavs, but Czechs are Central European, and Croatians are Mediterranean people. So they are open to different, geographical zone than we are. I would say there is an approach to life that is different from the Czech point of view of life. There is one brief sentence, but very important for Croatians, and every Czech who is used to come to Croatia knows it. And it's nema problema, which means no problem. Croatians use it very often, and they don't just use it as we could think, maybe, but they think it and they do it, they live it. So it's the attitude to life that is different.
Croatian and Czech are Slavic languages, and they have some similar words. Although it might be occasionally helpful, the tongues are not mutually comprehensible. Croatians who work in tourism usually know a few words of Czech, and they understand Czechs better than the other way around. Goran again.
I don't understand so many Czechs. Maybe a little, yes. Some words are maybe equals. But, I can only say that from my experience, it's not a very big number of Czech tourists when they speak many languages, yes. So maybe that is a little problem with the Czech tourists. I can try to find some language between Croatian and Czech, but it's hard. It's not so equal languages.
Despite the friendliness of Croats, reasonable prices, and the enormous historical wealth of the country, a vast majority of Czech tourists take advantage only of the beauties of the sea and adjoining resorts. Czechs who travel extensively all over the world are not interested in Croatian history and culture, as Karolina explains.
There is a huge heritage that people don't know and they are not even interested. But I would say they are not interested because they are not received good information about other things that are here around.
A lot of fascinating historical sites in Croatia are actually not taken care of, and thus they are not presented in the usual tourist manner. On one hand, the result of such an approach is an authentic experience while visiting such places, but the downside is low interest from tourists who could bring money needed for the cultivation of these sites.
I would mention the capital, Zagreb, which is not visited by normal tourists that go for holidays to the sea. It's not visited by them at all. And coming down from Zagreb, there is a sea area, which is very, very rich in very ancient monuments, as, for example, an ancient theater in Pula. Then there is the second biggest city in Croatia, Split. And a few kilometers from Split, there is an ancient center, Solin, which would be something like Pompeii for Italians. And continuing in direction of south, there is a pearl of Adriatic area in Croatia, and it's Dubrovnik, a city of Renaissance in the past, independent city, independent even of Italian or Venetian power, so very important for Croatian history in the whole context.
Rab Island alone offers a historical city with remnants of an ancient temple, a wreck of a military ship from World War II, which is visible from the sea surface and which is 5 kilometers from the island, and completely untouched complexes of Tito's detention camps on the nearby island of Goli Otok. One might have a hard time finding a Czech admiring an ancient Croatian temple, but the beaches are full of bronzing bodies speaking Czech. Besides notorious beer drinking, Czechs also have an unfortunate reputation for stealing pieces of fruit and slices of bread from breakfast tables in hotel dining halls. Yet, the reputation of Czech tourists is surprisingly positive, as Goran explains.
The Czech people are very simple people. The German, Italian people, they always need something extra, yes. But from the Czech, I can tell that they are very simple people. Yeah. They are not destroyer, I can tell it. I didn't see so many drunk Czechs, so I can tell it.
Croatia is a country that Czech people love. During the war with Serbia in the 1990s, tourism in Croatia suffered a downturn. Nowadays, Croatian seashore helps Czechs restore their physical and mental condition, and Czech money helps Croatians to restore their post-war economy.